Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
You may have noticed that we've been working with a new shopping platform, WeShop. Well, if you haven't, it is the industry disruptor that you need to know about. A social shopping platform which allows you to earn shares every time you shop from your favourite retailers, from Net-a-Porter to Selfridges, Space NK to H&M, which you can unlock after 12 months, meaning basically you grow your savings as you shop. Just download the platform from the App Store or Google Play and sign up using @Sheerlux as your referral code. You can then explore the platform, follow your friends and favourite brands, tastemakers and celebrities. Click to all your favourite stores through the app and shop away. For more information, head to we.shop and download the app today.
Some people in the office used to bring in hard-boiled eggs.
Yeah, Polly did that.
Was that you?
I was like,
is that you?
That was me. Some people.
Your protein cakes really aren't the one.
You're listening to the Sheerlux podcast, your guide to a more stylish life.
Welcome to the Sheerlux team podcast with me, Charlotte Collins. This week, I'm joined by Lou Huff and Polly Sayer. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hi. This is nice. I haven't seen you on a podcast for a while.
I know. It's been a while. I'm glad to be back and with you both as well.
I don't think the three of us have done one in the flesh.
Yes, have we not?
Have we?
Just the three of us, you mean?
I think we did one in lockdown, but I don't think we've done one in the flesh.
I remember. Well then.
Pressure's on.
Here we go. It's a goodie.
How's everybody's week been?
Been very nice, thank you. I went on a little trip to the Cotswolds, which was nice. Learned how to do some archery. I got a bullseye.
Ooh.
Sorry,
is it called a bullseye? Is that not darts?
What else is it called?
I don't know.
I just always thought all bullseyes were the same.
Yeah, bullseye's just the centre of a target.
Surely, yeah.
Okay, I don't know.
Tried to mug me off and he didn't succeed.
Did not work.
What I was going to say is you're secretly quite sporty.
I don't know if I am. I think I'm a bit of a jack of all trades, master of absolutely zero.
Okay.
Like when I tried to do parkour and I had stitches in my legs because I'd...
You tried to, is that the thing where you run around buildings?
Yeah, like when I first moved to London, one of my like... I took parkour classes.
Hang on, what's it called? Parkour.
Funny, you can't take classes in that. Is that... It's that thing where you jump across buildings.
Yeah. What? You did that?
You can't take classes.
I didn't. But actually, it was like, no, it wasn't jumping across buildings. It was like, obviously, very, very primary level. So all I did was like, I was like two walls, like probably like a foot off the ground. And the guy was like, just jump from here to here. And my toes just didn't quite make it. I slipped and the corner of the wall just went right into my shin.
Oh, shit. That's like that Tom Cruise.
And it was, I got like 7 stitches in my like, look at my, that's scar there.
I love how you've never once brought up this story.
I can't believe I've never told
30
you.
30 seconds of the podcast. She was watching Fuck Jared videos the other night and there's one where a guy tries to impress his girlfriend by jumping over the pool. And then obviously... Literally his foot catches the edge of the pool and then falls straight.
You're watching what videos?
Fuck Jerry. Oh yeah, I like Fuck Jerry.
Oh, like the Shuba, okay, fine.
Like Fuck Jerry TV. It's like it's like those like silly
like Fat Jewish vibes.
Yeah.
That sounds a bit like you've been framed from
what
I said. I thought you were gonna talk about when you fell off your paddleboard into the Thames.
See, I told you I'm a jack of all trades. I've got nothing. Not good at anything. I just try lots of things. God loves a try. Pardon.
Whether you try it. Have you ever climbed a wall?
It's true.
To
be fair, we wouldn't know if we were any good at parkour.
No. Well, guys.
Give it a go.
I did climb a bridge once, like a very low bridge, but my mum got really angry when she found out that we did that. And I was like, it was in a, you know, with an instructor.
You know, when you could do that like circus training where you've done that.
No, I actually haven't, but that's on my list.
Because you do so many activities.
Give up after like 2 goes.
For Lewis and our anniversary, we're trying to do something different. You know, when you go through those stages of a relationship let's like do something new every month. And I booked us a trapeze lesson.
I can't imagine you both doing trapeze.
please.
I was like, right, meet me at the Albert Hall at 6:30.
What do you think? He's going for a nice opera or something.
And he's ballet.
Yeah. And he was like, what should I wear? And I was like, you know, like smart cash. And
no.
So you completely didn't. I packed his gym kit. Okay. So I was like aware of what was going on, but he obviously thought we were going to see some fancy show. And then he arrived, and then you see this like massive trapeze set.
Oh my god.
What earth do you think that would be a good idea?
I just thought it would be really fun.
Okay. Was it fun?
It was really fun. It's really fucking scary.
Did you go upside down, like hang off like the trapeze and swing?
Yeah, there's like different stages of the training where you just kind of learn to just like roll off, and then once you're then comfortable with that, then you kind of fold your legs back. And then there's another guy, and then you can do the catch.
Oh my god, scary!
I was. I mean, obviously there's a big net below you.
Yeah, but still scary.
Yeah, it's still really scary.
God, Charlotte, have you ever done any activities like that?
What do you think? I don't think we've ever done an activity together. Oh, whitewater rafting in Zimbabwe, but that's like less of a story.
Okay,
great, quite fun. That's heavy though. That's Jim. Whitewater rafting is the only thing I wouldn't do.
Oh, really? I just hate heights. So I love anything like water related, but I just can't do. I would not fly through the air. So the Cotswolds was fun.
Yes, in short, the Cotswolds and my activities were fun.
Any other recommendations from your trip?
The Fish Hotel is very nice.
Oh, yeah.
Lovely food. Would recommend. Lou, have you done anything nice?
No, this week's gone really long for me. Today I thought it was Friday.
We normally record this on a Monday, but we are recording it.
I don't know, the heat this week has made me very lethargic. Mm. And yeah, I'd say my concentration levels haven't been at their peak.
Mm. Yeah, it's hard, isn't it?
Yeah, the office is actually nicely air conditioned. Mm. It's the commuting and it's sleeping at night. We don't have a fan, and yeah, it's flipping hot.
You have a fan?
No.
We should buy a fan.
We did buy a fan,
and then in the winter, obviously, it was taking up so much room in our spare room. We then put it in the storage. Oh. And then now it's obviously come around again. You're like,
oh, that is working. You've got an AC.
I do have aircon, which is so ugly, but so worth it. Well, basically, when we bought the house, we were like, we'll be really clever and negotiate aircon. Mm. So like, we did that. But like, when I think of all the other things that we probably should have negotiated, like plumbing that would work, that would have been nice. But instead, we got an AC unit.
This is a boring question, I feel like you probably don't know the answer to, but how expensive is aircon?
I think it starts about $2,500. Okay. I think, or like about $2,000 for like one of the ugly units like I've got.
But then what about it actually running?
Well, good question. Don't know. Haven't had our utility bill for the month yet. But yes, incredibly expensive, I believe. You also need it serviced once a year. So like, it's not cheap hobby, but like, I mean, I was cold.
Hobby.
Like,
it was a hobby.
Staying cool. What do you do in your spare time? Oh, IAC.
I do parkour, Charlotte AC.
Keeping cool.
Yesterday we were on a call. Literally, it was like 10 a.m. Charlotte looked like she was being called at 3:30 in the morning, just waking up in bed.
I was sitting, basically, obviously it's really nice and cold, but only in my bedroom. So I was trying to delay having to sit and work in my bedroom, because obviously that's not that nice. So I worked in my TV room, which is very dark anyway, and I had the curtains shut because of course that keeps it cooler. But Maya was like, you look like you've been up gaming all night.
Gaming!
It was so dark. Yeah. Right, well, it was very cool. So
yeah, that is smart. Actually, I did see a Twitter thread from someone who lives in Spain. She was like, UK people, these are the things you need to do to stay cool. One of them was keep your curtains shut.
Mm. Yeah.
I read a tip that said you can fill a hot water bottle with ice and water as well, and just take off the fluffy cover and just use the rubbery thing. I know. If you put that in your bed, then it'll cool down your bed.
That's a good life.
Yeah, I've been putting like a cold flannel on my chest. Mm. That really helps.
Nice.
Yeah, get a fan though.
Get a fan.
Yeah,
that would
do get
a
fan.
Step number one.
Would recommend.
Anyone got anything to recommend? We've got a lot of questions to get through, guys, but any recommendations before we get started?
I started a TV show called Blackbird. I think we've put it in our July TV roundup, and it's really good so far.
This is the Taron Egerton one.
Yeah. So it's one of those annoying ones where you can't binge it. They release it once a week. But we've watched the two episodes that have been out, and it's really good. It's about a guy, I think it's based on a true story. He gets a 10-year prison sentence for, I think, drug dealing. And he then, like, the police strike a deal with him to either, he'll get no chance of parole, or he can go to a really high security prison for the criminally insane and try and befriend a guy who they think, well, has killed multiple women, and they need to get a confession out of him and find their bodies or whatever. And they're like, if you do that successfully, we'll let you go. You can leave. Taron Egerton is the lead, and he does a very good American accent, actually. And the guy plays the supposed serial killer is really, really creepy. And yeah, it's just, yeah, I haven't got really stuck into like a good kind of thriller like that for a while.
What
I think
channel?
It's going to be good. Apple TV.
Okay.
Did you watch Slow Horses?
No, sorry. That's I keep meaning to do that.
I should say that's a really good...
Is it?
Okay. But like thrillery.
It
you
guys sounds a bit me. Like Time.
Time. Oh my god, yes. Yeah. Like I, that was bloody hell. That was hard going, so wasn't good. It?
Did you watch that?
No, because it was, you just all made it sound so horrible and mean.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
But it's brilliant.
It was brilliant. Yeah.
Only three parts as well.
Yeah, yeah, I think it was enough, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my recommendation for the week.
Noted. Yes, I'd like to watch it, but I might wait till I can binge it.
Mm. Yeah. Probably for the best. Maybe when Love Island's finished.
Oh yeah, when I've got some free time. Lou?
No, my evenings have been entirely spent watching Love Island.
I mean, it's so crazy to think that by the time this podcast comes out, so much will have changed.
Yeah. Been an emotional roller coaster week.
Yeah. But all the spoilers are just so annoying, aren't they?
Honestly, Daily Mail can do one.
Yeah,
it's so annoying.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to answer some questions because, as I said, I mean, they are... There's an endless list. Let's start with some non-fashion related questions and we'll move over to fashion later.
How many what's your favourites are there?
There's a lot of what's your favourites. There's a lot of, what liquids would Polly put in out of her fingers. I feel like for those who might not have enjoyed that chat last week, we won't dwell too much on it this week.
Why would you possibly not enjoy it?
But maybe you could just post it on Instagram so people can go there.
All
if
right,
they want to see
guys,
it.
I will do.
There's a lot of what would you steal from one another. Have we had that chat before?
I think we've had it about, you and I have definitely had it with Georgie.
Yes. Okay, well, go on then. There's a lot of, a few people have asked, what item from each other's wardrobes would you steal?
Oh, God. Interesting.
I would 100% steal your new Hermes sandals.
Thank you.
And I would steal your second dress at your wedding.
Oh, niche. Oh, I like that.
You're like, yeah.
I've got that. That's such a cool one. That is a good dress.
It's such a good dress.
Must wear that again.
It's a good one. Lou, I think I would steal. That's such a good question. Like I've bought a few things off you in my time, so I don't need to steal them. I just bought a pair of sunglasses off you. If I fit into them, maybe your denim collection. You've always got great jeans.
Good choice. That is good in my wardrobe.
It is good.
You've got a lot to get through.
Charlotte, maybe some of your Olivia Von Hal PJs.
Yes. Another good choice. Another good choice. I take your Isabel Marant coat.
Yeah.
The grey one. It's a really good winter coat. Or your Aneem Bing cashmere jumper. That's the best jumper ever made.
The beige one or the grey one?
Grey for me, but okay. It's just the best jumper in the whole world.
Yeah.
And I would take, I'm trying to decide between the shoes or the yellow Chanel. Yellow Chanel.
Yeah.
It's
a goodie.
That is a goodie. Also, hang on. Sorry, side note. Last night we were talking about your Loflet Randall gold platform heels.
Yeah.
And then I thought from a distance they were the ones with the bow, but then you put a photo on Instagram and they're not. They're so cool,
ones. They're so cool. Well, I think they're new ones and they're kind of more sort of 70s vibes, bow. And they're
it was like a knot, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, more of a knot and like kind of shiny leather as opposed to like that kind of plissé material.
Completely different.
Yeah, we like them. Yeah.
And when we were saying that maybe, you know, a lot of people now have the plissé bow ones, they're something I've never seen before though.
Yeah, I know. I think they're quite new.
Yeah.
They're really cool, aren't they?
Ironically, I've just stumbled upon a question. Cool wedding shoes other than Loflet Randalls. I love them, but they are everywhere at the moment.
You've got to go for a chunky heel. That's very important. You know, you want to be comfy and those thin stilettos just don't work well in grass. So I think, chunky. We've actually run a piece on the site on Wednesday on neutral block heels.
We have.
So there's a good selection on there.
Yeah. Nice.
Oh, here's a good question. Let's dispel this myth because everybody says, how tall are you all for reference? Which I feel like everybody gets asked a lot. How tall are you?
5'7".
5'6".
5'5".
Oh!
Nice. Too much.
Somebody says, how do you all keep your hair so lush in this weather? Mine is like straw. I mean, that's a lovely assumption to make.
Yeah, very.
I'm not sure mine is looking all that beautiful today. What do you do to look after your hair? You've been on a bit of a hair journey.
I actually find my hair is its best when it is like this, like dry and no moisture in the air. So I feel like I can't really sort of offer much advice. But to look after my hair, just lots of hair masks. And
which hair mask do you use?
Michael Van Clark. Lifesaver treatment. Mm-hmm. It's really good. Do it once a week. And just try not to heat style it as much as I used to. Mm. That's definitely helped. I do think I need a cut though. And I've been
it's been long.
I've been taking the old JS Health things as well, which I do think has made it grow.
you know.
Okay. I am a very big fan of hair back at this time of year in particular. Mm. And there is a Larry King product for scraping one's hair back. I used to use the Whey pomade, which is really, really good. But the Larry King one is basically looks like a tube of toothpaste and it comes with a little toothbrush. And
So I
mean, I don't know if this is how you're supposed to do it, but I just squeeze like a little bit onto the toothbrush. And like, it is so good.
You always do have a very smooth updo, and I'm always very jealous of it.
Yeah, it's the toothbrush trick. I mean, I guess you could use like a different pomade and just use a toothbrush. Yeah. But that's made a real difference. Ooh. Yeah, that's how you just, you can see the difference when you just kind of use your hands.
Yeah, it's very slick in a good way.
I actually had my hair cut there the other day, and when she did an amazing blow dry. And when she finished it, she got that product out and just like at the front, just kind of tidied the flyaways.
So good.
Yeah, so nice. Somebody says, how does Lou style and look after her curls/waves? Fellow wavy girl here, drop the tips, please.
So I swear by Davinez Love Shampoo. It's a curl shampoo. Mm-hmm. And I use both the shampoo and the conditioner. I've actually got the mask at the moment as well, which is great. And I just use that. I brush the conditioner through with a wet brush. And then when... like towel dry it, we'll brush it through, put some argan oil just through the ends, and then just don't touch it. Like, that's my number one tip. If you've
don't brush
kind of...
it.
I'd love to see it brushed one day.
Oh, I swear I've sent you guys my Hagrid hair pictures.
It's
before.
Very Hermione Granger.
Yeah, to see it. Yeah, that's my number one tip. And then if I'll sort of twizzle like two pigtails just to kind of enhance the curl, and then that it kind of dries like that, and then that's kind of what makes it less frizzy. Nice. So yeah, that's it.
Top tips. I wish I had some curl to
me
play
too.
With.
Is yours like naturally really straight?
So straight,
but it is like long and lustrous. And it means that
it means my hair looks good styled, but I can't leave it.
Yeah,
like,
neither.
Natural hair it's straight, but it's not like sleek straight. It's like a frizzy straight.
I think I could handle it if it was thicker, but it's when you've got fine and like.
But then at
hair.
Least you know how to make your hair look like polished. Like you can turn it on. Whereas in the morning, I wake up and I'm like, okay, I don't know what I'm going to be working with today or in 2 days' time. Like it's so varied. And then to make it, when you get a good day, great. But I don't have then like a set hair routine that I know I can do
to save it.
But
your hair never looks bad.
Yeah, so
like it doesn't. I never think about it. But I think everybody thinks that about their
hair. Yeah, sorry, of course. True. You know, it's pretty consistent. Someone has said, I love this. I buy myself shoes as a birthday present every year. What should this year's be?
Ooh. I love this.
Love
energy.
I'd like to know what time of year it is.
Yeah, hard
is.
To say.
Yeah.
I would go for a great pair of boots. I'm so excited to wear a knee-high pair of boots.
Mm-hmm. Are you?
I want a flat knee-high pair for this winter.
Okay.
I've got a good, they are actually Loffler, kind of chunky heels, black leather boot from last year. And I want some flats.
I think I'm really going to embrace my white Paris Texases this year, by the way.
Great. Oh, the ones with the big heel?
The ones with the hip. Well,
hang on, I thought you sold them.
Well, I tried to sell them, but no one wanted them. Okay. So I'm stuck with them. So I'm just going to wear them.
Okay.
That's the plan.
Like, are you going to put some of those like shawl party feet
like,
in
I
them?
Don't think that would help. Like, I don't actually know if anyone has any tips.
What was the uncomfortable thing? The height of the heel?
Yeah.
Okay. They are so mega, aren't they?
Hodge runs around and has all day, so I just am going to be more Hodge. That's my plan.
But yeah, hers aren't the high ones, are they?
Yeah, she has got the high ones
as
well.
Oh, wow. Wow, okay. I love that, though. I'm going to give it a go. Yeah. And
Fingers crossed. Just fucking go. Polly, what shoes would you buy if it was your birthday?
Well, my birthday's in March. It's a bit of a non-month, but I do think a pair of sandals. A good pair of sandals for me. Like, I do that every summer. Just buy one. Or two. And then just like wear them every day until October.
If one doesn't have Emma's Chanel budget, where should one go for nice sandals this summer?
I think like Dear Francis and Flattered do really nice sandals that are kind of, you know,
yeah,
they're
Flattered.
Not. Yeah, like not, you know, dirt cheap, but they are really good quality and kind of something a bit different and but still quite classic, I think. And you'll get to wear them with lots of different things. Yeah. So yeah, I'd say them.
Somebody has said trends you hate. Anything you hate? I've got one.
Go on.
Ooh. I hate that Kermit green. I hate it.
Oh.
I hate it. I hate the orange iteration of it now. The Frankie Shop, who are like the chicest brand. I don't know what they're doing making these like really bright colours everywhere. The orange I mind less. I found the green really upsetting. I hope it's gone.
Interesting.
I really hope it's gone.
I do know what you mean. Mm. I'm not like, I'm kind of I'm indifferent to it. I don't know.
Anything you guys hate?
I really dislike underboob in a bikini where the bikini is literally lifted up.
Mm.
So it's not even like, it's just like it's not in the right place.
Yeah.
And then when the bikini is put on like upside down.
What do you mean?
Do you know what
oh,
I mean?
Yeah. Like, I got an email today actually and it was like deliberately upside down bikini.
Oh yeah, you get like almost a ruching so there. Ruching yeah, like, yeah.
No. And then it goes under. Yeah. It just irritates me.
Coco, when she went into Casa Amor or like the villa,
yeah,
had a lot of underboob. And like, I feel like there is a way you can make it look deliberate, but it really did just look like she They're was wearing out. Like too small. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a shame, isn't it? That happens.
Mm. Polly?
What trends are hit? I saw a pair of pedal pushers the other day and that has really sent me west, yeah, to be honest.
It's quite stressful. Oh, and do you want to know the worst thing? So Lou sent us a photo, didn't she? Oh, yeah. Somebody in a pair of pedal pushers. And then this came up. Where were we? Fashion team meeting. Yeah. And no one had heard of a pedal pusher.
Yeah, this was all a pedal pusher.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Real sign of the times.
Yeah, we were like,
oh my God. Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow. That makes me feel really old.
I know. That was really depressing. Somebody says, I like this question. It says, often struggle to know the line between oversized and chic versus just unflattering.
Mm.
Any tip? I get that.
Yeah, yeah, I totally get that. I think it's a very hard thing to explain. Because I think it's got to be something you look in the mirror or maybe you ask somebody else to help you decide.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I would say genuinely, if it's already an oversized product, let that be its oversized nature. Mm.
But then I guess it's about what you wear it with, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it depends on your personal style. I'm like, the more oversized, the merrier. I'll happily wear oversized top and bottom.
Yeah.
Mm. I think it's just about showing something. I think you have to have something look slimmer. Yeah. So that could be an ankle or like, you know, wear skinny boots if you're going to wear like a really oversized jumper dress or like have your arms out if you're wearing like a baggy, I don't know, top and bottoms. Like, it's quite hard to...
Or have your hair sleek back if you then got an oversized top.
Have something look smaller than the oversized thing.
Yeah, I agree with all that.
All right, guys, put your seatbelts on. We're here for a while. Somebody says, what do you guys snack on?
Ooh.
Can I read Polly your list of snacks from yesterday?
Yeah, sure. It's not snacks. So I basically find working at home so difficult because
of all this potential snacks.
Yeah, just the things that are there, and especially when you've like just
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Had a delivery.
Okay, this is 1:27. I have eaten such an odd mix of snacks so far today. Are you ready? Homemade bircher, froob, Rivita with peanut butter, salted popcorn, salt and vinegar Tyrrells, presumably you thought Tyrellis, mint Montezuma. What is a Montezuma?
Oh, you know Montezuma chocolate?
No.
Oh yeah, they do the chocolate buttons.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Pink Lady.
Chocolate chip, like mint chocolate chip. Love.
Okay. Pink Lady, walnuts, Dash doesn't count as a snack.
Well, I was just giving you everything.
Oh, right. Beverages too. And a Werther's Original. Also not really a snack. Is it one or multiple?
That is a lot, to be fair, by 1:27.
I love hearing about your life in such minute detail. Anyway, that's what Lou snacks on.
So many things.
Polly. Chicken bites.
Chicken bites. I get absolutely mugged off for my lunches around here. Do you like those little, what brand are they? I think they're called Fridge Raiders. Chicken
Why do you eat like a teenage boy?
Because they're delicious. I think I started eating them when I was going through a phase of being like high protein, low carb. Mm. And like those were like, you know, I saw in the packet, it said like X grams of protein. And I was like, sold.
Mm.
Yeah, I actually don't know in relative terms if it was a lot of protein or not. It's just, I was just really drawn in.
Just sounded like a lot.
Sounded like a lot. Yeah, I like those. And I do like a Whisper Gold. Mm. Oh, yeah. The snack size.
Yeah.
They're pretty great.
Yeah.
Yeah, what about you?
I like, I really like a proper corn lentil crisp.
Oh, yeah, salt and vinegar
ones. They are so good.
So good. And also there's a sriracha one that's a red pack, which is banging.
Yeah.
I've also found at Waitrose in Clapham Common a proper corn, like it's like a chocolate bar. It's a popcorn sealed together with a layer of chocolate and salted caramel nibs. Ooh. In it.
Ooh. I know.
Haven't tried it yet.
It's really good.
Okay.
I like an Itsu prawn cracker.
Yeah, nice. They're good.
Yeah.
Deliciously Ella Bar, they always go well. Yeah.
I feel like that's less of a snack, more of like a breakfast.
Do you think?
Would you?
I would have like that with a coffee and a banana. It's quite good, like on the go breakfast.
No, that's like a good 11s for me.
Okay.
Hippies, obviously. I love those Grays pots.
Oh yeah, that is so you. The green
that,
one.
That is you.
The lime and chili.
Oh yeah, no, those I don't like those ones.
Yum.
Mm.
Froob really is. I'm still thinking about that. That you're still eating fruits. I haven't eaten a fruit since like primary school.
I know. So when we were asked to do our fridges, I was like, I can't. I'll get annihilated because I love a fruit.
Do you freeze them?
Yeah, the frozen ones.
I like mine frozen.
Yeah, I don't. I prefer them unfrozen actually.
Okay. Just pure yog form.
Yeah. Just pure putty filet.
I used to have those in my.
I do like a pretty filet yogurt.
Yeah,
like, I haven't bought one in 20 years, where I would eat
you
it.
You'd love it then.
Don't yeah. Like the what were the fromage fraisey ones? Do you know what I mean?
Fromage. Yeah,
they were the different coloured.
The chocolate ones.
They were so like being
on like orange, pink. Yeah. Red.
Yeah.
Yeah. See,
the red one were always the best. Yeah.
I used to have a Froob and a cheese string in my lunchbox at school. Mm. Do you ever used to have those?
Yeah, love a cheese. I would still eat a cheese string.
I've already had a lunchbox. I'm quite sad.
Yeah, neither did I. But I remember on school trips, like then you had to bring a lunch and that I'd make my mum, we'd have to go to Tesco.
I had a lunch every day and it was actually a great source of embarrassment all the time for me.
Why?
Because, well, actually this has like scarred me a bit because my mum and dad always used to make me really smelly sandwiches. Oh. And like, you know, when you're in like this.
Like, as in like tuna or cheese.
Yeah. And I used to have tuna mayo or like egg mayo the whole
you
time.
You love tuna mayo still. This is not the first time you brought up egg mayo either today.
I'm still talking about it.
But like, that traumatic because you still love an egg mayo sandwich.
They're still delicious, but obviously when you're at school, you're really conscious, aren't you, of like other kids being like, "Ew, what's in your sandwich?" And
FYI, if you ate an egg mayo sandwich near me, I would say that too.
I feel like Florence, who sadly sits next to me, she must have been like, "What the fuck are you eating? That's crazy."
Comes in once a week, eats as many sandwiches.
Yeah, she's the worst.
Some people in the office used to bring in hard boiled eggs.
Yeah, Polly did that.
Was that you?
That was me.
Yay, people!
Your protein kicks really aren't the one.
You've got awful taste in protein.
You were so high protein, wasn't I? My refrigerator is
going to get jumping off buildings with your protein kick.
It's like working with Popeye.
Spinach, anyone? Oh, God, yeah. No more, I'm afraid.
No more eggs.
Your husband asks, who is your favourite, yours, Polly, who is your favourite Love Island couple and what's your go-to midnight drunken snack?
Ooh. Favourite Love Island couple.
I love how he's not once brought these up in the WhatsApp group. Just dropping it in the question box.
Ekin and Davide.
Yeah,
same. It's got to be Ekin and Davide.
But like if movie night has happened by the time this podcast airs, I feel like they'll be for you too.
Definitely. Who else am I even really liking other than them? I mean, like India and Dami are quite sweet.
Yeah. I liked the other, when they reunited outside, when they ran towards they each ran, other. Yeah. Bury the Notebook. I liked
that. Yeah, it was very cute.
Quite sweet. And then like,
I also like that they both, in like, they know what each other has done in the other villa. And they've been and like, okay, whatever. Like, we've both done that. Like, agreed. Still really into you.
They own it.
And then should we move on to the drunken snacks?
Oh, yeah, drunken snacks. Go on.
Well, it's just obviously chicken nuggets, isn't it?
Oh, it's pizza for me.
Pizza, nice. Okay.
As in, you would get home and you would make pizza or
order, or pick up en route.
Okay.
Make a bit.
But like what?
I just whip up some dough after a night out.
Can you imagine?
Obviously, fire up the green egg. Yeah. No.
Flour the surfaces. Yes, exactly.
No. What toppings would you be?
Just the most cheese possible.
Most cheese.
Cheese and carbs. Hot cheese and carbs. Yeah. If I do get home and I haven't done that, then it's cheese on toast.
Okay. Cheese on toast.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't have nightmares when you have cheese.
No, because I'm not four.
Such an old wives' tale.
Is it? Okay, so, but fine. You would order your nuggets. So you're not going to make nuggets. Okay. get the chicken fillet out of the fridge.
Drop it in my air fryer.
Make a little station with an egg and
I
some
really
breadcrumbs.
Want an air fryer. Yeah, I'm being targeted on Instagram.
Everyone's got them.
Well, with every sort of air fryer recipe.
But I did read that an air fryer is basically just an oven.
Is it?
Like, it's an oven. Oh. It's just...
Hayley Bieber has got one, I think.
Wow.
I
think Hayley Bieber. In that
case. Yeah. And? Well, if she's got one...
What did she say?
I think she posted a recipe the other day that looked really delicious, and it was like, yeah, I put my air fryer, need to cook these, and I was like, well, that's good.
Did you buy one?
No.
All in all. Oh, it's not your best story. Somebody says... Who usually finds the most amazing fashions first?
Ooh, I think you're pretty good at that.
Oh, thanks. Actually. I say we like different things.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah,
we all appreciate each other's choices, but we don't necessarily share choices.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like
There's a mutual appreciation. Yeah, but you might not wear it yourself.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. There's not been many times that we've all wanted to buy the same, or even two of us have wanted to buy the same thing.
Yeah, that's true. We do like to send each other things when we see them and think they're good, don't we?
Yeah,
but also can't afford them most of the time. So.
Yeah,
it's usually that.
Yeah, or we laugh at things that are like a ripoff or weird.
Yeah,
like the pigeon clutch I found this morning. That was weird.
Yes, something.
Somebody said, what is your favourite thing about each other's sense of style? I mean, what a sweet question.
Ooh. Yeah, so nice.
So nice. Polly, what's your favourite thing about Lou's style?
I think I love the way Lou always looks like really...
Why is this... It's like therapy. Yeah,
like, I really love
I won't let you know.
I feel like I love the way Lou is very true to her like personal style, is very loyal to it, and as a result always looks absolutely immaculate. I wish I always looked that polished.
Yeah, same. It's annoying.
Guys.
Lou, what do you like most about my style?
Tell me. I love the way that you are really fun with your...
It's like a wedding speech.
Yeah. With colour and shape, and you, again, like, you know your style and you really embrace that. And yeah, you're not afraid to make a statement.
That's
and
true.
You really rock it. And I think it's that confidence as well that really pulls your look together as well. And I think, fuck, I wish I could pull that off.
Yeah, you inspire me to be more like, you know, adventurous.
Well, that was what I was going to say about you.
Oh,
you try everything. But you're just annoying because you look good in everything as well. So you try every trend. I'm not as good at embracing trends per se. I just like try different things. But you really go after every single trend, but then work out how to make it work for you. Okay. And that's very admirable.
I'd say of all of us, your style has changed the most.
Yeah.
I think you're right. Definitely. Yeah. It's definitely evolved over the last, like, 3 years working here, but I feel like I'm at a point where I'm like, I know what I like now. I don't know if you guys felt the same. Like,
I think it's just as you get older, isn't it?
We've all actually got really different styles, but I think it kind of I can still take from both of your styles. I can still take inspiration from what you do and how you dress, and then kind of apply that to my own. I think we can probably say all the same thing to each other.
Agreed. Definitely. So nice. What's your least healthy habit? Someone says. I mean, honestly, the list just goes on and on and on.
My least healthy habit
is your chicken nuggets.
It's probably my chicken nugget habit, when I've had a few drinks. It's always, it comes down to the booze, How about you guys?
Mine's not exercising. I just do nothing. Ooh, so bad.
Yeah, lack of exercise, definitely. And I've got a really bad sweet tooth. So.
I've got a really bad salt tooth, which I don't think is much better.
I've got both, pretty much. Add salt to everything.
Can I just say, when you're that reminded me, when you're in a restaurant and there's no salt and pepper on the table, do you rate that because the chefs have seasoned well enough?
I don't think that's ever happened to me.
Really?
Oh, I find it happens to me quite often. Yeah. Like, to add salt, but then it's insulting then to be like, oh, can I add some salt to this, isn't it?
I feel like everywhere puts salt and pepper.
No, a lot of places don't. Always. And like they'll come around with a big black pepper mill.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's okay. To ask for black pepper,
that's fine. But then when there's no salt.
I know. And sometimes you're like, oh, my friend Em, actually, she carries a little pot of salt around with her because, to be fair, she likes things really salty, and she know where she goes ever makes things salty enough for her, so she just brings it in her bag.
Really? That's obviously very unhealthy.
Very unhealthy. She knows it as well.
This is such a fun question. What to wear to a Slim Aarons party?
Oh my god,
Slim Aarons.
Aarons.
Whatever. Aarons, you're not one to talk. Who's more likely correct in the situation?
We're strong.
Restaurant. Fuck off. all something 70s and fabulous.
Yeah. Yeah, a turban, 100%. Yeah,
like Missoni beach vibes.
Yeah, yeah, definitely floor length. To be fair, like the knitted dress, Polly's got a fabulous crochet dress. I think a sort of an oversized crochet dress with a fabulous swimsuit and
some big
massive earrings.
Yeah.
Hair up in a turban.
Yeah. Watch Halston and take inspo from Elsa Peretti.
Halston.
So good, that one.
I enjoyed that so much.
Yeah, it was great, wasn't it?
How to deal with mean girls at work. That's sad.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that
quite
is
lucky. You never had to do that.
Yeah, rise above it. Don't let it.
Yeah.
Don't. I'd say just don't. Level with them,
yeah,
yeah, definitely. Well,
don't, if it's really bad, tell someone senior,
yeah,
HR management,
yeah, or know when time is to leave and find something else, because nothing is worth being unhappy at work.
Also true.
Oh, I don't like the thought of them driving her out though.
No, but sometimes though, like there are occasions where like it's so ingrained, isn't it, in like the culture generally, and you're just like, actually it's better for me to just remove myself. I don't think it's like admitting defeat, it's just like, no, I it's value myself.
Know when an environment is toxic.
Yeah,
that's fair. People always ask this question, but and so we've definitely answered it before, but it is still just one of my favorites, that if you had to swap jobs at Sheerlux, what and who would you swap with? Daisy.
Daisy's
got the funnest job. I feel like she does have to do quite a lot of tasks that are a bit she's arduous, very, but so does everybody. And
very busy.
She's very busy and just...
But like fun, she just gets... Right, I'm doing a TikTok, I need you all to do X, Y, and Z. And I'm like, I love that. Yeah. I love that vibe.
If you were going... If you could go and do work experience in another role, like elsewhere, like so you're not at Sheerlux, so it's not in publishing.
Oh.
What would you... Where would you want to go?
In any industry at all?
Anything.
I'd love to be a potter.
Oh,
I would love to be a potter.
Do you know what? There is a pottery studio just down the road.
Is there?
And I would be so keen to do some sort of night class.
I honestly was Googling it the other day. I would love to do pottery.
Okay,
so there we go.
Nice. Pete, do you want to join?
I'll come.
Not sure there's much work experience opportunity in
pottery.
Class. Yeah, I'd love to. I think I'd be really good with a
wheel.
Wheel.
I thought you were going to be like,
step one,
I was like, okay.
No, no.
Have you seen Ghost?
It'll be you and me. Just like
Who's Demi and who's Patrick?
I'll be Patrick.
Okay, deal.
Bully.
I'd quite like to do it in a zoo, maybe. Like, I'd love to.
I can see that.
Yeah. Like, I obviously love dogs, but I'd love to be.
You love what? What did you
dogs,
say?
Sorry, dogs. I came out weird.
Dogs aren't in a zoo, you know.
No, but like, maybe Battersea Dogs Home or something. Maybe I should say that.
You know, Paul O'Grady's dog show. You should get work on that.
Go to Crofts.
For the love of dogs, I love that show. But no, I've never got like really close to a giraffe, and I'd love to just like strike on the back.
You could just go to a zoo.
No, but you can't get that close, can you?
No, I can so see you working in a zoo.
Thanks.
In Regent's Park.
That's a compliment. You're a dirty bitch.
I'm quite rude. I don't know why.
Really theme working. Those mean girls at work. It was actually me who sent the question.
I'm not surprised that is a career path.
You look down. This doesn't work out. Did you know in Regent's Park you can go, like, the giraffes are kept, like, in the park on the outer circle, not in the zoo.
Oh,
so if you just go and hang out by the giraffe pen, you can just see them. You don't even have to pay.
That is a life hack. In Bristol, there used to be an elephant called Wendy who would walk around Bristol. I'm not joking.
No.
By herself.
Obviously.
I thought
you
meant unsupervised.
No, she'd be with Wendy.
With like a local pet.
She'd be with the zookeeper and she would walk around the streets of Bristol.
Why?
How nice.
Just to get out.
Just get out, really.
Stretch her legs.
See some sights. Okay.
Oh,
somebody says, where did you three have your best day or night out together outside work commitments? And the answer is 6.
Oh my God, that was so fun.
That was so fun.
I'm still listening to that soundtrack. What's your favourite?
The last one.
I'd like to do Tina as our next
adventure.
I'm not that fast about Tina.
Okay.
All right then.
You two can go to get more. Yeah. Obviously, I'll still come.
Yeah, she's couldn't bear being left out.
Okay, a few quick fire questions to end on. Gucci loafers, worth the investment. Still, would you?
Mine are very, very useful. And sometimes I do think, oh no, these things are kind of past it. But then sometimes you just do fall back to a shoe and you're like, oh, actually, you are good. You're a good classic.
Would you still buy it now?
I think if I had a corporate job where I had to wear like smart stuff, like yes, but I have a pair of Batless ones. I mean, I wouldn't give them away, like sell them, whatever. But I don't know now whether I'd buy them.
But yeah, maybe for work, if you need something a bit more.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you ever order clothes online and when they arrive, you're disappointed? Yes.
All the time.
Of course we do. Sandals, sheep or dad sandals, Polly? Which would you pick over the other? I saw you put on Instagram that these aren't very comfy, your sheep.
No, they've rubbed the top of my feet, but then my Chanel ones did. I would say, like, overall, like, I really, really love them both, but I think the Chanels are just more practical.
Fucking hell, look at your...
Yeah, look at my fucking feet.
Polly, your feet!
Yeah, right.
Ouchie.
Oh, the Emmas are evil, everybody.
Yeah, they're evil, but they are great. I would say Chanel, even though my Chanel did rub me a bit when I first got them, they have softened up, and I would say they're, like, more secure for, like, walking around all day, every day. And Rachel Ingram said the same thing.
Okay. So they'll break in.
I hope so. Okay.
Someone says, do you have days when you don't care how you look, like on day just going to get the groceries? Oh, that makes me laugh so much because, yeah, that's 90% of my life.
All the time.
Yeah.
In fact, for fans of Ted Lasso, I was picking up a takeaway last night. And I mean, possibly looking the worst I've looked probably in this quarter, I'd say. And saw Brett Goldstein, who plays Roy, standing in front of me. And I had to say hello. I never normally say hello to a celebrity, but I had to say hello. And he probably just like felt sorry for the disheveled girl chatting to him and was nice to me. But yeah, I mean, that's a good lesson in not going out looking terrible.
Yeah, but there's a celebrity who I absolutely love that lives quite close by to where I live. And I often, whenever I just go on a walk, I'm always looking horrendous.
It's always when you look horrendous and you
well,
see
this
people.
Is it.
No, but I never have seen her. But I'm sure it will happen when you look at my worst. Mm. And Lewis says to me, what would you say if you saw her looking like that? Mm. Would you still say hi? And
Would you?
Yeah.
I think I'd more like to say hi to a guy than a girl. If I look shit.
Yeah, if I look shit, I probably wouldn't say hi to this particular celebrity.
Yeah, I wouldn't say hi to that celebrity either.
No, because she's... Yeah,
she's just so amazing. Yeah. I feel overwhelmed.
All right, I won't next time.
Yeah, maybe you should.
That's you shut down.
Okay, hats, accessories for hot weather, bucket, cap for Mallorca holiday.
Oh, do you know what I really like? Not a bucket hat, but a really exaggerated, like, floppy...
They're almost conical, aren't they?
Yeah.
Kind of round with them, like a cone-like.
Yeah, kind of beekeeper vibes.
Yes.
Love
but
that.
But in raffia.
In raffia, yeah. There's one on Arquette at the moment. It's £45, which I really wanted to get before my holiday. It's bloody sold out.
Bloody sold out.
Yeah, that.
Would you wear a bucket these days?
I feel like once, like a couple of years ago, I tried to pitch bucket hats to you both and you shot me down.
I think we probably still would today.
I think I bought a bucket hat in furlough and you were like, you need to come back to the office.
You did a lot of weird shit in furlough.
Yeah,
fair.
I did, to be fair. Dark times.
Is it in furlough?
No, that's why I found it.
During furlough.
My time on furlough.
Infernos.
Which, FYI, not far.
No,
yeah. Not far.
Dangerously close to here, actually.
So on the hat front?
Buckets all the way. No, probably a cap for me.
Yeah.
You reminded me that you wear a really good sun cream for your parting. Yes. What is that?
Yes, it is a spray that I buy at Superdrug.
Okay.
I don't know what it's called. It's a name like Malibu, but it's a very small little clear spray in a bottle. Ooh. It's always with the sun cream section. It's $3.99.
Yeah.
It smells divine, like most like tropical, beachy kind of smell. And yeah, it's a spritz for just like your hairline and your parting.
Okay.
And I didn't buy it for my earlier holidays, burnt, and then had it in New York with me whenever that was 2 weeks ago. And
I'm gonna
it was
get that.
Always get really recommend out. It. Same with lip sunscreen, always gets me.
That's not exactly that. My lips always burn, so that's another one that I try to do. Okay, and final question, one hot investment piece for autumn.
Ooh.
What are you eyeing up?
I really want an amazing cape.
Cape?
Same. Yeah, ooh. That is number one on my wish list.
Mm. Nice. I actually have a coat, I think, that's coming from a designer called Mariam Al-Sabai. And I went to the showroom recently to go and try on some coats. And it's a big kind of mannish, not too big, but like it's like a camel coloured, like a bit lighter, quite long, quite masculine. My favourite thing about winter is coats. And I'm excited to get that on, I think.
Fun. Amazing.
Yeah, good coat.
What about you?
Nice. I would like a leather midi skirt.
Ooh.
I know. My suede jacket needs some action this autumn.
Okay.
So.
What colour?
That black leather.
Okay.
I'm thinking that, long boots,
yeah,
suede shirt.
Good look.
I'm going to be really grown up this autumn. Just you wait. I'm going to look at it anyway.
Hang on, suede shirt. Do you not sell that either?
No, no one else wants that either, Lou. If anyone would like my white boots or my suede shirt, I'm just way too messy for a suede shirt and for white boots. They are both lovely pieces, but I just, like, they stress me out.
Yeah, that suede shirt is beautiful.
I know, it is amazing, but I just...
You might sort of...
grow into it, be less of a spiller.
It's not something you wear all the time as
I think I think that's it. I think I need to know that it's just there for when I need it.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, guys. What fun. Do this more often.
Very jolly.
Very jolly. All right. If you have any feedback at all, please do email podcast@shitlux.com. You can also look out for the question box every week on our socials. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, and tell your friends. And we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.